It's the post-match show after Liverpool beat Wolves 3-1 at Anfield, a result that keeps us in the hunt for the 20th Premier League, just 1 point behind Man City, as we go into May. Hang on, it's finished. The finish line was a little bit too close for us, Damien. We had them. We were on their tails. They were wobbling all over the gaff, but... Hey, we're in Paris next week.
And on the title race, I thought it was fitting that it went into the last 15 minutes of the season.
Yep.
Because this team deserves that. Okay, we're disappointed. You can't polish a turd. We're really flat about it. But Liverpool is the greatest team in Europe. We're going to win the European Cup next Saturday. We're going to win 3 trophies. Fair play to Man City. I've got no objection to their excellent sport. And you might say, have an advantage that we haven't got, but Liverpool took it all away. Liverpool didn't play well today at all, but still had the energy and the crowd had the passion, and we got the job done. And at least we've done our bit today, and as long as we do our bit next week, then it's going to be one of the greatest seasons in Liverpool's history. So on a day that we're going to feel flat, and me Magnus has tasted better in me life, right, it will taste so sweet next Saturday, as long as this team does itself justice.
They've done themselves justice today, Stu, and that's all we needed to do. We needed to win today and see what happens. What happened at City is that mad. You know, it's tough to get your head around. I'll have to watch the highlights and see him going to slag off. I mean, the money's on Tyrone Mings, but we'll see. But in terms of Liverpool today, they needed to win, and they did it, and that's what they fucking do.
Yeah, no, they needed to win. They've done it, and that's all we could ask of them. I think it was... It was looking tough there for a while. You've got to say, you know, fair play to Wolves. I think they played very well. They gave us a game. It was a really tough game. It surprised us, I think. And, you know, it's been a tough half hour. It's been a really tough half hour, hasn't it? But at the end of the day, as you said, Damien, before, you know, we are the greatest team in Europe. And we are after Paris. And, you know, there's another massive trophy on the horizon for us.
The biggest one in the world.
The biggest one in the world. And, you know... We've taken this as far as we could possibly humanly take it, and we haven't lost. We've just run out of time.
Yeah. Just fair play to genuinely not messing about. Wolves were great. I thought they had a real clear plan. They had a real sense of what they were doing. And they've got a lot of players who could play at a slightly higher level than where Wolves are. And they're the teams you've always got to watch when they play Liverpool or City, I think. The ones who've either been there and hit that level and have maybe gone over the hill a little bit, or the ones who could hit that level in the future, or even if they've got one or two, like, for instance, West Ham have with Bowen and Declan Rice, who are ready for it now. But Wolves were great. Villa go 2-0 up. So I don't give a fuck if Tyrone Mings is a fault for all three goals. I mean, maybe I will later on. But, you know, right now, what I will say is fair play to Villa. They stood up to be countered. Correct. They couldn't have done any more. From where we're sat right now, going around that ground, they couldn't have done any more. Fair play to Liverpool. You know, absolutely incredible. They score at least the second, I thinking they're winning the league. That's the thing I'd say. They think it's still up there for grabs.
Mo Salah goes mad and he's like, hang on, why is no one else here?
Why is everyone a bit more subdued? Literally, when Mo Salah scores, he thinks he's scoring a goal that's going to win Liverpool the league. So when those players entered that moment, that's where they were, that's what they were doing. And even when Robertson scores, there's still all the pressure on. And the pressure was on today big time. And they did it and they did the business. And it was weird again. And I'm not saying anything can be done differently, by the way. The crowd is always going to react like that, rightly so, because we feel it's there for us. And lastly, genuinely not messing about, fair play to City. The 2-0 down on their patch. They know that Liverpool only need one goal to turn it round, and they score 3 in what looks like it's 5 or 6 minutes. You know what? Absolutely fair play. Everyone, all 4 of those teams today in our little thing, have stood up to be countered.
The integrity of the league was there by everybody. Fair play to Wolves. Fair play to Man City for winning the league. Fair play to Everton for finishing 16th. fair play to all the teams who have gone to the final day. I mean, Liverpool weren't at the best, and Wolves kept us honest.
Yeah.
We kept the league honest. And so I don't give a flying one about what happened with Aston Villa.
No.
They kept it honest.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. You know, this, you know, so as heartbreaking as it is, because it's so hard to win, it makes it so satisfying to win.
But the thing we've been saying, and I've been saying, and I'll keep saying, I'll say it next Saturday, I'll say that I'm going to bore you, is what I'm saying, is 12 months ago, when we were just beginning to have the sense of being able to be back in grounds, 12 months ago when we were scraping a Champions League place, albeit with a lot of courage and a lot of pride in there, 12 months ago when we had no centre-backs, if you'd have said it's going to go all the way and Villa are going to go 2-0 up at the Etihad, you're taking that. We'd all have said that'd be amazing. And it was in there for a period of time. Like, that's literally what it's all about. Yeah. So it does hurt. And if you're listening to this and you watch it all at home and you've seen it unfold, I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, it does hurt. But the pain, this form of the pain, is what we're in it for, in a sense. Like, you can't have you can't have the yin without the yang. You know, you can't have the glory of the two cups and us all being together and all the fabulous moments and not allow the possibility you might not win one trophy. Oh, we might not win one trophy. Yeah. Oh, poor Liverpool. Fuck off. Yeah. This is absolutely amazing. It's absolutely incredible. They've been brilliant. Brilliant all season. They were wobbly today, and I'm mildly concerned they looked a bit tired today in patches. Yeah. But ultimately, you know, that's one for...
Got a week off.
And I worry about that on Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? I've got tonight to worry about. We've got tomorrow to worry about. Worry about all that then. I just...
We're on the bus Wednesday night, Neil.
11 o'clock Wednesday, yeah. We're on the bus 11 o'clock Wednesday night because seemingly there's no mountain we won't create for ourselves to climb at the Anfield Ramp. One of our values. Can we make it harder? Absolutely, mate. Watch this. But, no, they're great. And everyone... Genuinely, I don't want to sound like, you know, Joseph and his technical dream coat. Everything's wonderful. But everything just sort of is... We're all here, we've all got to see our friends, we've all had this fantastic journey, and literally there is a point where the final whistle goes today and the final whistle goes in the City game, and it is the first time this season, the last league game, where Liverpool cannot plausibly, are not within one goal of winning every competition they entered. That's it. Brilliant. All the way to the last thing. That's it. That's how far they went. Do you know what? No one's ever won a quadruple, and you know why? Because it's really hard. And everything's got to go for you.
I don't think it's possible, and you've explained it really well.
The applause on full time was deafening. I thought it was great. I was in the cop today. I'm normally in the centenary. I swapped with a pregnant lady. But I was going to say, she could borrow some of my tops as well if she wants, to be honest with you. But,
fucking mother care over here.
But where we're going with this, yeah, so it might have sounded louder because it was in the cop and the way the acoustics work and stuff, but I thought it was deafening, the applause at full time, and I thought, fucking it's right because you deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think that raised everyone. It certainly raised me. I needed it. And I couldn't get past afterwards as well, the fact of there was a real sense of family afterwards. That walk around, I've seen many a Liverpool walk around at the end of the game. I've seen many a team on the telly on their home grounds do their walk around as well, and they always bring the families out, but there was something different about that today. It wasn't a somber feel, it was a celebration.
Who's your favourite family? I liked the young lad with Curtis Jones, and he was doing slides.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Slide tackles
in
his sliders.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way.
You can't get past Mo Salah's kids, though, you know what I mean?
No,
his little girl always desperate to be the first one to knock one in the cop after the game, you know what I mean?
She never misses.
But yeah, you know, so I think I've had a little bit of a word with myself. I had to on the way in. I saw Kev Walsh when I came in, and he had absolutely none of my face. Absolutely none of my face. He sorted me right out. And, you know, tomorrow we live another day. We've got another trophy to fight for. Neil's right in terms of the quality of Wolves today. And we did look leggy. I thought Jimenez, by the way, it was the best I've seen him play for Wolves in
where's
a long, long time.
He's a fucking pain in the ass. Yeah. Pain in the ass, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, where's great. That come from? He's not put that in for some time. When I was talking to the Wolves lad for team talk and at Chops, we talked about Jimenez, and he was really concerned about him, saying a move might be in everyone's interest, etc., etc. He was lively as anything.
I think he wants to move to the Reds.
Yeah, he was.
Obviously, his audition, I think that
is. Cody confirmed as a Wolf, by the way.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like, I was trying to adopt him when he scored against Everton and stuff like that, but bad Wolf.
Yeah, we've all written him off now, Connor Cody.
Fucking Wolf.
Moments in the first half, by the way, and I just want to talk about the actual game. What Thiago did for the assist for the goal.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I've just about got me kecks back on before I got saved here before. I mean, you work all week and you want to see someone who can do something better. Can I get smoke up? And we signed him. It was like, he can see a pass on the pitch that no one else can. I mean, there was 50-odd, however many
I'm
people
30,
there.
I couldn't that see was, that.
And he did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it was great entertainment. So I did want to mention that, because that was... It was Kenny.
Yeah.
It was Kenny. It was and handsome and all that. And I hope he's fit for the game next week. Isn't it funny that everyone else's season's finished today and ours fucking hasn't? Well, ours fucking hasn't. And Fabinho's back, and Virgil will be there, and Liverpool's going to win the big cup. But that was... world-class sport at the highest level, and no one in the ground seen that, and he did it.
Yeah.
And it should be acknowledged that was a great moment today.
You want him fit for next week, Neil Thiago. I was, you know, just, I guess the saving grace is the fact that he just didn't want to go off. In fact, he tried to come back on at one point, so I don't know what it was. Really.
It looks like it stiffens up because he wasn't looking great when they were all moving around.
No, it doesn't look good,
but
does
it? But in a sense, the idea that it stiffens up might actually be good in that it might not be, it could just be a contact thing, but we're all doing, you know, back of a BM at sports science here. Let's just nail it. We want him to play the game. We really want him to play the game because he is that good. He does make a massive difference to us. He's good at just looking after us and calming us down a little bit as well. I felt after he went off, you know, Milner's fine, absolutely fine. In the game, but I felt Henderson was a bit on his own in terms of can we just all relax a little bit here, boys? Let's just keep the ball moving and look after it, and it'll come. Thiago being on there as well, I think that would have helped. They went down a few blind alleys, I thought, for a period second half, got themselves a bit disorganised. I think in general, and I'm loath to get on the back of any Liverpool player in any sense or any point of that. Seriously, turn the camera off. don't put it on social. Because the reason why is because everyone's going to think I'm being really harsh. Thought it was Konate's worst game for us. Thought he really struggled.
I don't think you can start him next week.
It just all looked like he was a bit overwrought. And I love him, and I think he's been brilliant. And look, he's, you know, I don't think he's got beat playing for us yet, so let's put all this in proportion. But I thought repeatedly, I was all but, when we only had one more sub, my mindset was almost get Virgil on here.
Yeah.
Because I think, and he's been, and let's remember this as well, he's dealt with huge high-pressure occasions, home and away, and in finals. But today, I don't know if it was their approach, which didn't help either. I don't know if it was dealing with Jimenez. I don't know what it was. But it was the first time, literally the first time since he's come to the club, where he looked overwrought and he looked a bit raw today. And I was finding it hard to watch him for periods, and that's why I don't want the camera on when I say that. I'm not being daft. It's because he just, this Liverpool team does all its best work when everyone's calm and everyone's controlled and everyone knows where they are. And I thought he lost the run of himself big time, and it was tough for him, I think, out there. And he'll come on for the experience, don't get me wrong, but it's been so rare to have a player to criticise in any sort of way. But I thought he really unsettled everyone else.
I thought he was quite hard to watch at times as well, but if I'm trying to be fair to him as well, I think he did move positions today. He moved over to the left-hand side, and I think he looked a little bit less comfortable there. He's been playing, you know, more recently, he's been playing on the right-hand side every time with Van Dijk, apart from in the extra time of the week. And, you know, I think they all struggled today mentally, maybe with the exception of Thiago in that first half. A lot of them looked like the pressure was potentially getting to them, particularly after they scored after 3 minutes. They all looked like they were second guessing the next move, and when you're somewhat Konate making that shift over to the left, it's a subtle shift.
I was flipping them during the first half as well, though, because Matip was getting done for pace and Konate was struggling with Jimenez, and I wondered there might have been a bit of value in changing them, but he doesn't do it.
But I think that's the thing as well. You know, we've already mentioned Jimenez before, and Jimenez was very, very much targeting Konate, and you're getting prime Jimenez against Konate, a young lad playing slightly out of position, not his normal place, not his normal relationships on the pitch, not having Verge next to him. I think we can overlook that, but like what you said then, John, I don't think he starts now against Madrid, and I think he was probably firmly in the manager's mind when you think about that pace on the cover for Trent against Vinicius. I think that would have been really handy, but I think Matip looks so composed, so experienced, so calm that I think he's played his way in.
I was worried about Konate. You've got to bear in mind how young he is.
Yeah.
At the height, you know what I mean? And he hasn't got many tricks. He's strong, he's quick, he covers, he's combative, he's got all that, and he's next to Virgil. So all them boxes are ticked. But if Virgil's not playing, there's a box left unticked at the highest level, so I worry about it. There's no doubt about it.
He just misses that end for the first one. It's just mad.
Yeah. So the line's not good, is it? So Virgil's there. We all look after. Now Liverpool then since recover. And the young fella's only going to learn by swimming in the pool, isn't he? Only going to learn by playing and whatever.
He's going to be a great player for Liverpool.
Oh, no question
he's
about
gonna
it.
Be a brilliant he's gonna, player for
I
Liverpool.
Think he's going to play 400 to 500 games, would I agree with you? Because he needed someone next to him, and Matip isn't the man to be next to him just now. And that's not Matip's fault, and it's not Konate's fault. It's one of those things. But it exposes limitations against a team who got the game plan right, got the energy right, and targeted them right, which Real Madrid will do. And so that would worry me. So if I don't see Virgil on Saturday, I'll be worried, because it looked like another Premier League team in defence today. And usually we look like the Premier League defence team.
Who else can we slaughter? This is a bit different, isn't it? Oh, Bobby Firmino kept passing to them when he came on, Neil.
Bobby Firmino's such a mad sub in that it does feel to me like it goes either way. He was one of the ones, I mean, it all got, he got going back to 18-19 when him and Milner came on against Everton. Now, because Milner's performance was that markedly atrocious, one of the worst performances he'll ever put in his life in that game, it took the edge off the fact that Firmino wasn't that much better. And I think he had a bit of that today when he came on. But I think also by then the game was really, really hurt him, scared him. And that's also credit to them. And I do wonder, and I think this in general all the time, there's loads of ways to turn up at Anfield and get beat. And the way Wolves, with the exception of one or two bits of time wasted and play acting, the way Wolves have turned up to Anfield to get beat is the best way to do it. In that you make the game really uncertain, you put doubt in Liverpool's minds, you take some risks, you leave some gaps, you accept it could go wrong, but it could also get you to 1-1 with 10 to go. And it got them to 1-1 or 2-2. It got them to 1-1 with 10 to go. And I think that Firmino was coming on into a game that had just become an absolute madhouse.
But he did keep passing to them, Neil.
But he made it madder, is what I will say, by virtue of the fact that he just kept passing to them. And that was hugely irritating. The other massive positive is the main fellas bagged. And
I thought he looked sharp.
Yeah, I thought he looked sharp. And he's
bagged. Making was brilliant, but I thought he looked fit and sharp.
Yeah, and that's big with what's coming next weekend. The fact that he stuck one in the back of the net and he looked sharp, to me, bodes really, really, really well for us. And it's a really good goal to get as well. It's a proper poacher's goal. That was, I'm not going to watch Match of the Day, John, I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm looking forward to watching that back in that moment, because that was just a really wild sort of set piece situation where the ball just wouldn't settle. And there was a couple of them over the course of the game. Salah's there, Salah finishes. And I think Salah's ready for next week. I think Mane's ready for next week. I think he's got a decision to make on who the other one is who starts. I suspect he will go with Diaz, but as ever, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't. But for me, Salah and Mane look ready for this next week. Mane, let's remember, scores two.
That second finish is unreal.
It's unbelievable, that finish. And he doesn't know he's off, and none of us thought
he was off. That's the celebration of the day, by the way.
And it's a great finish. He's already netted one himself.
Mighty Red out him in the fans there.
I can't believe you got Mighty Red like it's Spit the Dog and you're Bob Carroll, geez. One for the teenagers.
I hear the elbow.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know Mighty?
Yeah. Honestly, it's knocking around with Mighty like it's Spit the Dog.
The teenagers.
Yeah, there is. But man, the two brilliant finishes, one counts and one doesn't. So they look in good nick. And if they look in good nick and we can get the rest of the big lads on the pitch, then I think we're a force to be reckoned with the next weekend, I really do. And I think we can score two or three goals really quite quickly if we're creating the chances. And we can rock them. We can really rock them. And that's going to be the job next week, is to rock them. And if we do that, then Liverpool win the game.
Week off will be nice for the legs, Stu. It's been a long time since these players haven't played midweek.
A week off for the fucking liver will be all right as well. Where's it going, John?
We're going Wednesday night. We haven't got that. But it's... They should feel proud of what they've done this season. Mo Salah goal and Moose is brilliant. Did Son score today? Did he get one?
Yeah, he got two, I think.
Oh, so I thought he was one behind. I think he shared it.
Oh,
he didn't say that. But anyway, sound. It's nice for him, isn't it, Mo Salah, you know, to get even if it's a shared award. It's nice for the team to go out and win. And I just think, you know, they should feel really positive, and I feel like on the lap of honour they did, even though they would have been hurting a little bit. I thought they looked like they know that there's a big one to come.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, listen, you can't help be anything other than incredibly proud of them this season, from start to finish. But in that game, in that one-off game today, I think legs are gone, but also you're in danger of heads going as well. You know, the crowd were up and down. There was messages coming through that, you know, towards the end as well, that Villa might have equalised as well at the end. And Liverpool were in a position where we were just desperate to try and, you know, make sure we won the game. And that was in no way certain at any point, really, until right at the end. And I think we end up winning the game despite the legs, despite the heads falling off everywhere. It was just a sheer force of will. And we've seen that with this Liverpool team time and time and time again, just finding a way to win. And they've done it again today. No matter what the circumstances, they've found a way to win. And, you know, that's a great way to sign off before the biggest game in the world next weekend.
Yeah. It's worth saying about to play, firstly, full stop in that crowd when it's like that, full stop under normal circumstances, you've got to be able to keep yourself absolutely level. To play in the circumstances of... They were gutted, and they're gutted because, and I thought they were still a bit gutted on the lap of honour, and I'm all right with it, because the elite professional sports people who want to win everything they can win, and they had the opportunity to be the first team ever to do a quadruple. So we can say, well, focus in and stay and hang in the moment and all that sort of stuff as much as we want, but there's this other thing that's happening somewhere else that impacts on your ability to achieve your goals as a footballer. And then you're finding out where that thing's up to by the response of 55,000 maniacs to events as information's getting filtered through to them, and they're making it crystal clear what's happened elsewhere. That is mentally, and this is why I've got a lot of sympathy with Konate as well, on top of everything else, that is mentally a really difficult thing to deal with. It's really hard. It's not the same as playing a final. You play a final, it's us versus them, and nothing else matters. And what, in our bubble here, we've just got to be better than them. I win my individual battle, I get to lift the shiny thing at the end, and it feels joyous. That's it. It's that straightforward. We all win our individual battles, that happens. All this going on, and as I say, I'm not having to go with the crowd for a second, because I completely understand why, because when it goes 2-0 Villa, you know, genuinely, I felt like I might have passed out the absolute adrenaline rush that came through my body and went into my head. You know what I mean? I was almost lightheaded when it went 2-0 to Villa. I was giddy at half time, everyone was, and I was staying calm. But I get why we respond like that. Then they're responding like that. You're Andy Robertson, and these start to go absolutely mad because Villa have gone 2-0. Of course you're going to have a bad 5 minutes where you're going to keep kicking it out over and over again. You're going to be overwrought by it because there's this thing you can't control. Next week it'll be completely different because Liverpool can control every aspect of it. It is not the same as a final. I think they do brilliantly under the circumstances, and I think the key marker point is, and don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise, when Mo Salah scores, they think they're winning the league. That's what they think. That's what's in their heads. They've responded. They've done the business. That, to me, says this is a team that can deal with the maddest circumstances. But what we couldn't control in the end is why we're not all absolutely hanging off these umbrellas with joy that are around us. That's it. That's the only thing that's changed. Fair play, Liverpool. Fucking well done, boys.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable achievement. You know, the quadruple is, I think, personally, physically impossible to do. You look at how tired the team was in extra time. How tired both teams were in extra time in the FA Cup final, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at it. Man City expected to beat Real Madrid in the European Cup semi-final. And they're out on the feet. They get fucking beat. It's physically impossible. Liverpool have dialed it forward into a way that no one ever has before. I've seen this team for a million years, and we've never got this close. But I don't feel like it's the end point. I feel like this is where we are.
No.
You know, and if someone had offered me before the season started, do you want to win the league? Or do you want to take the championship to the last day and win all the other three? I'm picking all the other three. That's not me trying to console myself. That's a statement of fact. Liverpool, European royalty, number 7. There you go. And the other cups as well, against the boss Chelsea team, against pushing Man City with all their financial advantages right back. There wouldn't be a title race in this country if it wasn't for Liverpool.
Yep.
So take heart. We're going to win on Saturday. Fair play to them. You know, I'm not bitter about nothing. Man City deserve to win the league. They got the points on the board. There you go, sporting excellence. They would give their eye teeth to be in Paris next week. We are going to do it.
Even right now, even in this moment, Guardiola would swap with us. Even right now, he'd swap with us. 2 cups in the bank.
Yeah.
Gone all the way, and you've got a European Cup final. Guardiola would swap with us right now as we sit here. That's worth remembering. It is worth remembering. But this, it feels like a little bit like Kiev, which in and of itself, the following season when they come so close to winning the league, and then they go and do what they do. And I'm calling it now. Liverpool, the start of the season, you start again on August the 6th. And by the time we go to the World Cup, Liverpool are top. And Liverpool are top, and there's a points difference. Liverpool are top with a gap. This side is going to win this league next season. 100% certain of it right now. Absolutely going to go and do it. And it really wouldn't surprise me if they do it not quite as extreme as they do in 2019-20, but if they do it a bit like that, where they blaze into an early lead, everyone gets off for the World Cup, the best player in the world puts his feet up, for 6 weeks. Liverpool get him fit, get him ready. He plays all the first run of games, has a great big break, a lovely holiday, spends time with his great family. All feels great, feels fantastic. Comes back, plays the next 16 games, yeah. And at the end of that run, Liverpool are champions elect.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's clear this isn't an end point. It's not even the end of this season. We've got, you know, one hell of a game to look forward to next week. But aside from that, in the overall journey with Klopp as well, this isn't an end point. We're halfway through. You know, he's got he signed a new contract.
Is that lovely, you've just said that he signed a new contract?
He signed a new contract, and I think you get to this point of the season and you can't help but realise that, you know, Sky Sports and everybody else, they're all going to be distracted now. All the other teams, they're all going to be distracted by the latest new shiny toys, the new shiny things, the Haalands of this world, the Mbappe who's just signed obviously a new contract with PSG, all the transfer business that'll go on, and I'm sure Liverpool will be involved in some themselves. But what a squad of players that we have. We talked about Thiago Alcantara before. Is there a team in world football that he doesn't make better? I don't think so. I mean, what a player he is. And our squad is filled with them. And, you know, that is so exciting. We might have took a little bit of a knock today, but we've got two trophies in the bag. Another, the biggest one in world football, lined up hopefully next week. And then we've got next season to look forward, forward to. And we go again. And I can't wait.
Yeah. Fucking brilliant, that.
I can't wait. I can't wait for next year. I'm with Neil. Last time we were pipped on the last day. Home to Wolves as well. What he did was he just went, we'll win every game next season. I think we're going to be exactly the same next year. But before all that, we've got a European Cup final to enjoy in Paris. What a time to be a Liverpool fan. What a time to be a Red. Hope that made you feel better. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've reflected it.
I'd do more.
I know. But Andy needs to get it out. That's the problem, isn't it? So long can we go. Hey, up the Reds.